This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, we're simply sharing my favorite Christmas stories as they relate to Christmas week 2013. A different story every day or a different thought. God bless you as you listen on this Christmas Eve day, 2013. Very rarely am I touched by some Christmas stories that have been written because I know this sounds terrible to say, but you know, a lot of Christmas stories are cheesy or whatever words you use or whatever people use, corny, whatever. But I was deeply moved by reading a true story written by a woman by the name of Jean Geetson. Jean lived in North Dakota in the 1940s. Her father worked for an oil company in North Dakota. The company moved him around to different parts of the country and different parts of the state. And somehow during the moves, and I can relate to this, if you've ever moved, you lose things. How many of you ever lost something in a move? You say, I still can't find that vase that we had in such and such a house, but it's gone. We've lost things that we cannot find. They lost their nativity set. So Christmas 1943, Jean Geetson said her mother went out to the local dime store in the small town in North Dakota and bought a nativity set. They got the nativity set home and they discovered something that people wouldn't even think about today, but in small town America in the 1940s, it was a big deal. There were two baby Jesuses in the nativity set. You know, they had the three shepherds and all the characters, but there were two infant Jesuses in that. And it really bothered her mother. She thought, well, there's some other nativity set up at the dime store that somebody's going to buy and they're going to get home on Christmas or whatever and they're going to find that it's missing the Jesus. So she convinced the store owner to put a sign up in his store, if you're missing Jesus, call 7126. Honest to goodness, that's what she did. And it was just a four-digit phone number back in the 40s. If you're missing Jesus, call 7126. So all Christmas Eve and the days before Christmas, Jean said her brothers and sisters, they were waiting for the phone to ring, thinking somebody's going to call. But nobody called. Until late Christmas Eve, somebody didn't call for Jesus, but it was a woman who called the house and said, my husband just left me 2 or 3 days ago, and my furnace broke, and my kids have no food. We're freezing here. We're shivering in the cold in North Dakota in December. And I clean the dime store. I'm the lady who comes in at night and cleans. I've got three children. And I saw the sign, if you're missing Jesus, call 7126. And that's all that's been going over in my mind, 7126, your phone number. And I just called. And you know what happened. That family went over and took food and gifts for the children. And her dad fixed the furnace that was broken, and he arranged for delivery of fuel oil on Christmas Eve night. And that was the most satisfying Christmas because there was a mistake in the packaging. And then Jean Geetson says at the end of her story, but it really wasn't a mistake. The Lord had planned it. What would the Lord want to do in your life that you think is an accident, but it's all part of the plan? I can tell you part of it is that you love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind this Christmas, that you recognize that Jesus is Lord at His birth, not just at the cross, that you recognize that what Harry Reasoner says is that Christmas is utterly, completely false, or it's the truest thing in the world.
Well, my prayer for all of our listeners to Cross Hope is that Christmas is the truest thing in the world in your life because Jesus is the truest one in your life. He not only reigns at the holiday, He reigns in your life 24/7. He's the Lord of your life. That's our prayer for you from Cross Hope Radio Ministry.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.